Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Life's Byways and Waysides by J.R. Miller, published in 1895. It is a great thing to learn to live in the future. St. Paul put the lesson in very plain words when he said, "Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before me, I press toward the mark." To get the full force of these words, it must be remembered that they were written when St. Paul was an old man, and as a prisoner. It is no unusual thing for the young to look forward. The world is all before them. They have only stepped on the edge of life, and there lies before them an unopened, untraversed future, full of bright, beautiful visions and brilliant hopes. It draws them forward by its 1,000 golden possibilities of attainment, achievement, and success. It is natural, therefore, for the young to look forward and press onward. But ordinarily, it is not so with the old. As the years advance, they look back more and more. The future has less and less to draw them on. The past is their treasure house. It holds the best things of their life, their best work, their sweetest joys, their most tender friendships. They have little more to win. In the short path before them, there are but few flowers which they can hope to pluck. There is but little room for new achievement. They can make no new friendships. It is thus natural for the old to look backward, to live in memory and not in hope. But with St. Paul, we see an old man who lives wholly in the future, even though he is in prison and broken by much suffering and hardship. Indeed, most would have said that the best, brightest, and grandest part of his career was behind him. What could there be in the future for that weary, broken old man? What new lands could he hope to explore? What new achievements could he expect yet to make? And yet there he stood, declaring that his most sublime work yet lay before him, that he had not yet attained his life's goal, that his best had not yet been reached. "I care nothing for anything in my past," says St. Paul. "It does not satisfy me. It is not worth counting. Old and broken though I be, hemmed in too by these oppressive limitations, these walls and chains, I am not yet at the end of my life. An unquenchable hope lives in my heart, and the star of my life shines far onward." So we see him there, in the thickening shadows of life's evening time, in the mists of gathering twilight, weary, worn, and wearing chains, but still full of hope, still straining every energy, still reaching forward, still forgetting the past, still drawn irresistibly on towards some great aim, some glorious goal that lies beyond, unseen by mortal eyes. The best of life is yet to be. And if we follow in the footsteps of St. Paul, the way to reach the better things is by forgetting the things that are behind us, and to always reach forward to the things which are ahead. Of course, there is proper use to be made of our past. We should remember the lessons we have learned from past experience, so as to profit by our mistakes and avoid repeating them. The true science of living is not to make no mistakes, which is impossible, but not to repeat the same mistakes a second time. We should also remember past kindnesses and blessings. If we do, memory will shine down upon us like a clear sky, full of stars, keeping gratitude ever fresh in our hearts. Therefore, memory does have its holy office, but there is also a sense in which we should altogether forget our past. We should forget our past attainments, for nothing is so fatal to all progress as a feeling of satisfaction with one's achievements. When a person sits down and says, "I am contented now, I have reached my goal, I am as good as I expect to be in this world, I never aspire to anything better than this work I have just finished," from that moment they cease to grow. They will strive no more and make no new achievement. This is true in all life. Lack of appetite is a mark of physical disease, and hunger is a token of health. The cessation of the desire to learn is a sign that intellectual growth is ended. So in spiritual life, hunger is a mark of health. Blessed are the unsatisfied. Blessed are they who long for more and more. The best thing in us never is what we are, what we have already reached, but our longing for that which is yet higher and better. The trouble with too many of us is that we are too well satisfied with ourselves. We have attained a little measure of peace, faith, joy, and success, and we are not hungering for the larger possible attainments. Nothing could be sadder than this state. No more longing, no more growth, no more hunger, no more aspiration, no more reaching upward. With all the infinite possibilities of spiritual life before us, we should not settle down on a patch of dusty ground and be content. Where is the immortal in us, if we can be satisfied with the little we have gained? We should pray for spiritual discontent, and we should forget past sorrows. Too many people live perpetually in the shadows of their past griefs and losses. They feel that love for the friends who are gone requires them to continue in sadness, and therefore they dwell year after year amid the memories of their griefs. Nothing could be more unhealthy. Think about it. What would be thought of the person who builds a home all in black, with black stones and bricks, with black paint and black curtains, with black carpet on every floor? Yet there are people who really live in just this way. They make a home like this for their soul. They forget all the pleasant things, the joys, the mercies, the blessings, and remember only the sad, painful things. They keep the heart wounds of years unhealed, continually tearing them open again. They cherish and nourish all their griefs. That is not the way to deal with sorrow. We should remember the things which are before us and forget the things which are behind. Do you grieve? God will never blame you for your grief, but He would have you pour it into the channels of beautiful living. Let it make your heart more sympathetic, your voice gentler, your hands softer, and let it send you out to be a comforter of others, and never to cast the shadows of your grief on life's sunny paths. Yes, we must have our sorrows, and sometimes they are very sore, especially the death of a loved one. Our heart's first impulse in such an experience is to give up our work, to lose our place in the moving column of life's march, and to linger uncomforted by our griefs. But we dare not do this. Duty always presses on, bidding us forward. Others suffer if we linger in our sadness. Bereavement is always a call to new and sacred service, for in pressing on in duty, we shall find the sweetest, richest comfort for ourselves. Sitting down to brood over our sorrows, the darkness deepens about us, and our little strength changes to weakness. But if we turn away from the gloom and take up the tasks and duties to which God calls us, the light will come again, and we shall grow strong. We should also forget past mistakes and sins. It is a wonderful truth that we can leave our sins behind us and go on to a new life. God has forgiven our sins and wants us to forget them, not to waste 1 hour in grief over them, but to pour the energy of our penitence into new life. By the power of divine grace, our sins and our falls may even yield blessings. Many of the best things in life are the harvest of our penitence and repentings. Our very falls may become new births to our souls, and we may leave them behind us, using them as stepping stones to a new and nobler life. Thus, a true life ever looks forward, never at rest. Our goal is set before us. We must live loose in this world, never anchoring for too long a stay. Our best attainments must be but steps to higher attainments. Today's achievements must but inspire us for nobler achievements tomorrow. Forward and not back is the true motto for the spiritual life. The best is ever onward and forward. We are not going toward death, but toward life. And the realities of life are the unseen things which are ours in the spirit and soul.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.